NBA draft Thursday night, NHL draft Friday night. And the general manager of the Arizona Coyotes is on the Coulter Automotive Group sports line right now, John Chyka. Good morning, John. Are you a little busy this time of year?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it's a good time of year.
Your draft board, who is the guy right now that if he's not there at number five, you're throwing something? You're just irate, and you're going to throw something in your war room.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm irate, but obviously Rasmus Dahlin going number one, and you'd always love to have that type of guy. But either way, we feel like we won't be irate. There'll be a really good player there at five. We think it's a good draft, a lot of good players, and we're thrilled to have that pick and add to our group, and think we got a lot of things, good things going on, and it'll just help accelerate that.
So speaking about the draft, Johnny, would you take Ayton? Would you take DeAndre Ayton, or would you play Luka Doncic?
I don't know enough, and I know it's just a great thing for the Suns and the city to have that opportunity to make the first overall pick. So I know it's an exciting time for them.
I'm getting sick of Buffalo Sabres always.
Yeah. How many transcendent players do you think there are in this year's NHL draft?
Well, it's always tough to tell. And I feel, for these 18-year-old kids, it's just tough to put that tag on them. And, obviously everyone, seemingly agrees that, Dahlin is just that guy that seemingly – there's consensus that he could be that guy and has that ability, but at the same time, in order to do that, you got to be, a top level person. You got to continue to develop, and you got to, win at the end of the day. So, beyond that, I think there are going to be a few players, who they are, time will tell. And like I said, their development path and what they do after they get drafted is really going to determine that. So there's a lot of stuff that goes into that, situational factors and things of that nature. So the answer is I don't know, but I know that there are some really good players that have a chance.
Coyote general manager joining Doug and Wolf right now, John Chyka. And John, how much do bloodlines truly matter? I mean, I know it's all about the tape. It's about the tape. Can you play? Can you play? But when you can draft a guy that's got a dad, that's got bloodlines in the league and probably knows exactly what the league is about, is that a good thing or a bad thing when you have a chance at Brady Tkachuk?
Well, yeah, I think it's a good thing in the sense of, I think the draft's about managing risk, and certainly, a player that's just got that comfort level, that's been around it, that knows what to expect and has a sounding board. Like Keith, that you can always count on to help them through the process. I think it's valuable, certainly. I think it's something we discuss. It's something that we think is a real positive. But at the same time, again, it's you're trying to get the best player, and there's a lot of variables that go into it, and a lot of factors. And I think that's one. It certainly lowers the risk, but at the same time, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it.
Johnny, why did you trade Max Domi for Alex Galchenyuk?
I think ultimately we were looking to improve our group here. And when we looked across the league and had many discussions, dating back to the season and during the deadline, we had a good sense of potential center options that were available, guys that fit our core group age, guys that made sense from an economic standpoint, guys that had a history of producing and producing in a big way. And when you went down the line, that's Alex Galchenyuk. And, in order to get, you got to give. And, Max was a good player, good person, did a lot in the community. He's a player we like a lot as well. But, ultimately we felt that in order to make the deal, we knew that was the price. And when we looked across the alternatives and what the cost of acquisition would be there, we felt that, this was the best deal for our group. So, hopefully it's a situation where both teams find what they're looking for and both players can do well in their new environments. And, I always have to just look at what we're getting in return. And, for us, Alex was a player that made a lot of sense.
Coyotes GM John Chyka joining Doug and Wolf. You just mentioned the economics. I realize you do not play home games in Madison Square Garden. You are not in Toronto or anything like that. But it's only a report, so feel free to rip the report. But I admit it bugged me when I read that Phil Kessel wants to be a Coyote. He hasn't missed a game in 5 years, but because he doesn't fit into the economics of the Coyotes, that there's probably not going to be a deal. And I'd like to know more on that, because I'm thinking, how often do you get a 90-point a guy that wants to be a Coyote? Why wouldn't the Coyotes jump on this, even if it accelerates the timeline that much more?
Yeah, I'd like to know more about it, too. I think it's terrible reporting. It's inaccurate across the board from start to finish. So I don't know where some things come up, but, you know, I'm the one having trade discussions. Those discussions with the Penguins haven't occurred. So unless someone else is making calls I don't know about, I'm not sure where his information is coming from. And then, you know, to speculate on our economics, I think it's unfair. I think, you know, we're trying to build out our group here you know, we got a young group and we're trying to build through the draft and develop. So, you know, I'm not sure where it's coming from, but, you know, the basis of that reporting is not coming from anything tied to the Coyotes, and it's certainly not anywhere close to factual.
So I've never said this before, but thanks. I feel better.
Johnny, how much did last year's second half of the season influence the decisions that you've made or maybe not made this offseason?
Well, yeah, no, I think, you know, we certainly saw some growth and, you know, we just want to continue down that path. So, you know, you're always, you know, wary of small samples. I think, you know, there wasn't the whole season, obviously, but at the same time, we saw a lot of our young players develop the way we'd like to see them develop. And, you know, the players were catching on to what our staff was preaching. And so you get that identity and you want to continue to grow off of it and build it. So, you know, it's one of those things where, It takes some time to build, and you got to be patient. And you got to time things in the right way, and you know, we're not going crazy over here, just throwing everything against the wall. But you know, we wanted to make sure if we got an opportunity to improve our group, we would do that. And that's, you know, with an Alex Galchenyuk, that's what we did.
Do you already know who won the Calder Trophy?
No, I don't. I don't get to vote for it either, so I don't even know where one of my votes went. But you know, I think Clayton, it just shows you that, you know, the type of recognition he gets, and it certainly deserves it, that, you know, he's at the awards with that class of players, and that's where he deserves to be. You know, he had a heck of a season for us. You know, we put him in a lot of positions where, you know, it's difficult for a young player, but, you know, he kept persevering and kept finding ways and had a heck of a year. So really excited for him. I think it's a great, you know, experience, and I hope he wins.
You know how much I love Clayton Keller, right?
Oh, no, don't.
We're not going to go back to it. We're not going to go back. We're not going to talk about it, Johnny. You know how much I love this guy. What are your expectations? What is the organization's expectations for Clayton Keller in year two?
Yeah, you know, I think the nice part about Clayton and now our situation here in Arizona is we got a great group of young players. So, as we know, hockey is a team sport. It's not on any one individual, and we're not expecting him to come in here and be the savior next year. Like you said, we've got a lot of good young players. And you know, for Clayton, I think he's a big part of it. And you know, I think he's got the opportunity, and he's going to play a big role. But at the same time, we feel like we've got a good group. And he's just going to help that group. And I know his goal is to help the team win, and that's ultimately what he's after. So he's going to be a productive player. You know, I think he's taken on the opportunity well. Look forward to what he can do next year.
John, good talk. Good luck on Friday night. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.